Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to take the information you need, strip away all the fluff, and really just deliver the concentrated strategic insights that you need to be well-informed and fast. So today, we're doing something a little different, a very specific kind of mission.
Right.
We're diving into these strategic implications that are, you know, locked within the title of a single document.
Just the title.
Just the title. It's called Excerpts from Chevrolet Trade-In Process Transformation. How Chevy's trade-in process is changing for the modern buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you know, we're juggling multiple sources, but sometimes a title is just so packed with intent, it becomes the source itself. So our goal is to dissect this language. What does General Motors actually mean by a transformation? And who is this modern buyer that's forcing their hand?
Well, it's a brilliant exercise, really. It's like strategic archaeology.
I like that.
The language they chose here, it signals a massive commitment, financially, organizationally. I mean, when you go past simple tweaks and start using a word like transformation, you're publicly committing to solving a really deep industry-wide problem.
Okay, so let's focus on that first concept then. Transformation. In the auto retail world, I mean, that's a heavy, heavy word.
It is.
We're not just talking about updating a computer system here. We're talking about disrupting a decades-old culture, one of negotiation, and, frankly, opacity. What's the scope of change that's implied when a huge company like Chevy uses that T word?
It implies mandate, not suggestion. Yeah. If they just said change, that might mean, I don't know, rolling out new software to a few dealerships that want it. Transformation, though, that suggests a top-down corporate directive.
Something that has to be implemented across the entire dealer network.
Exactly, regardless of what an individual dealer might prefer.
That is a critical distinction, especially in the, you know, a franchise model.
Mm-hmm.
It means dealers can't just opt out because they prefer the old school way of doing things.
Precisely. And if you think about the commitment, a transformation isn't cheap. It's not easy. It requires this massive technological integration. We're talking about unifying IT so that an appraisal you start online on your phone.
With a few photos, maybe the VIN number.
Right. That number is instantly available, it's validated, and it's held firm when you actually show up with the car at a dealership maybe 500 miles away.
And that immediately raises costs and complexity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the old process, as stressful as it was for the buyer, it was simple for the dealership.
Very simple.
An employee walks the lot, maybe drives the car around the block, and then writes a number on a piece of paper. This transformation needs robust digital tools, probably machine learning or AI, to assess value remotely.
Absolutely. And then there's the training. Think about the dealer training aspect.
Oh, right.
You can't transform the process if the people don't change. So this probably mandates extensive training for sales managers, for appraisers, to shift their entire mindset.
Away from that adversarial negotiation.
Exactly. Their job goes from haggling to simply validating the digital appraisal.
But wait, I have to challenge this a little bit. If this is all about transparency, isn't there a huge risk this is just smoke and mirrors?
How so?
Well, the biggest complaint about these programs is that dealers can just, you know, jack up the price of the new car to offset the guaranteed trade-in value they gave you.
That's the essential question, and it gets to the sophistication of the strategy. If this transformation is genuine, it has to address the total transaction.
The whole picture.
The whole picture. A true transformation, the kind demanded by this modern buyer, it has to tie the appraisal to real-time market data that you, the customer, can go and verify yourself.
So it's not just the dealer's number.
No. They're basically benchmarking themselves against the disruptors.
Okay.
Right. The Carvanas, the Vrooms, who already did this. GM is saying, we can't compete if our in-store process is stuck in the 1990s.
That makes the commitment feel much more real. It means they're standardizing the data to satisfy the buyer, even if it forces some dealers to operate on tighter margins. So that leads us right to the person they're trying to capture, the modern buyer.
Mm-hmm.
The process is changing for this buyer. We know they're digitally savvy, but what else? What behaviors define this person that just completely breaks the old model? This is where it gets really interesting.
What's fascinating is that this buyer isn't comparing the dealership to other dealerships anymore.
No.
No, they're comparing it to their best retail experience, period, which is almost certainly digital. Like you said, they buy furniture online, they use apps for banking, they manage complex logistics with a few clicks on their phone.
So they expect that from everyone.
They expect it from everyone. And this modern buyer, they demand, I think, three things that force this transformation. First is efficiency and speed. The old way makes you block off, what, 3 hours of your Saturday just to get a number on your old car?
At least. It's an entire afternoon.
The modern buyer sees that as an utter failure of technology, a waste of their time. They expect to upload photos, scan the VIN, and get an instant binding offer in maybe 15 minutes.
That is a huge psychological shift. We used to just accept that buying a car was this, you know, complicated, high-friction process.
Exactly. Now that complexity is seen as a flaw in the business, not a feature of the product. The second demand is for information and control. There's this concept in behavioral economics called loss aversion.
Right. The pain of losing is stronger than the pleasure of winning.
Exactly. The old system just maximized that feeling. It made the valuation totally opaque. You felt like you were at the mercy of the dealer's assessment.
You felt vulnerable, out of control.
Right. So the modern buyer wants to start the valuation themselves using transparent data and know exactly what that trade-in money is before they even arrive. They want to shift the dynamic from a negotiation against the dealer to just a validation of a data-backed number.
And what's the third demand? You mentioned a seamless experience.
Seamlessness is the glue. It's the expectation that what you're promised online is what happens in person.
Ah.
If you get a $20,000 quote online, then you drive 2 hours to the dealership and the salesperson starts all over again and offers you $16,000. That is a catastrophic failure.
That's where the deal just dies. And you probably never go back.
Never. That disconnect poisons the whole transaction. It's about recognizing that the customer's time and their trust are the most valuable currencies now. The fact that the trade-in is highlighted here shows Chevy sees it as the key to unlocking this modern customer.
Smooth out the trade-in and the whole sale just accelerates.
That's the idea.
Which brings us to the end game here, the implied shift in retail strategy. Why focus on the trade-in, this messy old part of the deal? Why not, you know, a big announcement on financing or EV tech? Why is the old car the priority?
That's a really important question about competitive strategy. The trade-in isn't just some side activity, it's central to the deal. For most American buyers, the equity in their current car is their down payment.
It's the money that makes the whole thing possible.
It's the money. It determines the loan, the monthly payment, everything. If that first step, getting a value for your old car, is confusing and stressful, it puts the brakes on the wholesale.
So by transforming it?
By transforming the trade-in into something transparent and quick, Chevy is turning a liability into a competitive asset, a real selling point.
So they're selling the ease of the process just as much as they're selling the car itself.
Precisely. They're betting that an easy, guaranteed trade-in is more appealing to that modern buyer than, say, a small discount on the new car. It changes the whole sales pitch.
So instead of look at the horsepower, it's we value your time.
We value your time, we trust data, and we make the hardest part of buying a car the easiest part.
But what about the dealers? We talked about the cost, but there has to be some internal pushback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dealers have traditionally used that murky trade-in process to control their margins.
That's the ultimate test of any strategy like this in a franchise system. The transformation has to be tied directly to compensation, money, and certification. Chevy has to enforce it, maybe by making the new system mandatory for any sale financed through GM Financial, or tying it to custom satisfaction scores.
So you make it impossible to ignore.
Or you make it financially better to adopt. If the new system really works, if it speeds up transactions and improves trust, the dealers who adopt it will see higher volume. They'll turn over inventory faster.
So you prove that speed and transparency lead to more sales overall, even if the margin on one individual trade-in is standardized.
It creates a self-reinforcing loop. The transformation satisfies the buyer, which increases sales velocity, which proves to the dealer that this new digital way is better for their bottom line.
This has been a tremendously insightful deep dive, and all based on just a few words and a title. To quickly recap the key takeaways, Chevrolet is committing to a fundamental transformation of the trade-in, and it's driven entirely by this modern buyer who expects speed and transparency.
And they're positioning that trade-in as a sales strength, not a weakness.
Right.
And that framework, it leads us to the final provocative thought for you to consider. If Chevy has successfully transformed the trade-in to be quick and data-driven, instantaneous even, what other parts of the process have to be changing in parallel to keep the whole experience seamless?
That's a great point. If the trade-in takes 10 minutes, but the financing paperwork and the final handover still take 90 minutes.
The customer is still frustrated. Exactly. This trade-in initiative implies a massive but unstated transformation in how titles are transferred, how financing is finalized, how digital signatures are secured.
The whole back end of the process.
The whole journey. Transforming the beginning means you have to transform the end, too. And that's the true scope of the change. It's something for you to mull over as you watch how this entire industry keeps adapting.
Excellent point. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into strategic vocabulary and the future of auto retail. We'll see you next time.